this week, it was announced that the treatment of prostate cancer has taken a big leap forward. And it's all thanks to a next-generation surgical robot, which was designed right here in Britain. London's Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital Trust have become the first in the UK to successfully remove a prostate using the Vesias robot. BBC Radio London's Ros Ryan spoke to the doctor in charge of it all and the grateful grandfather of four from Staines, who's become the first in the UK to have his prostate removed by this robot.
Dr. Ben Challicombe, thank you very much for joining me. You are the head of clinical robotics at Guy's and St Thomas's Hospitals. So just describe to us firstly what the Vesias robot is.
So the Vesias robot is a new type of robot. And it's different in that it has an open console, which means the place you sit at is more of a sort of open to look around rather than having your head sort of slightly buried in a machine. And it's much smaller, and the portholes that we use, the scars for the patients, are smaller. And therefore, we think in some ways it's more nimble and perhaps more suited to a variety of other procedures.
Talk me through how this robot is used in a prostate cancer procedure.
So the robot is at the moment licensed for a range of sort of abdominal and pelvic operations. And as a urologist, of course, the main thing that we do in that area is to do keyhole surgery for prostate cancer. That's probably that is the commonest robotic operation in the UK. And so this CMR robot, we use four or five small portholes on the tummy that are only 5 millimetres in size. And the robot is what's called docked on. So these little modules, they're sort of like little Daleks with arms, and they come up to the edge of the patient who's asleep on the operating table. And they're positioned in any sort of configuration that you want. And these very tiny arms are moved in and help us with the aid of a 3D camera to do sort of keyhole surgery to remove the prostate.
So in terms of benefit to the patient, is this a less invasive way of doing it that you've been able to before?
So most of the prostate removals that are done in the UK are done robotically now, but this has the benefit of being having smaller arms, so smaller scars, and we always know that the smaller the scars we make, the less pain patients have and the quicker recovery. So we've found that we only use this robot so far in a handful of cases clinically with Professor Dasgupta, who's my colleague at Guy's, and used it to remove the prostates in a very successful and similar way to normal.
So in terms of recovery of the patient, have you found so far, I know a very small number of cases have been done, but have you found so far that the recovery is a bit quicker and easier for the patient?
Yeah, the recovery has been great. I mean, the patients have generally been going home the next day. The scars are very, very tiny, and we've done some sort of studies on the sort of pain scales and things that we do for these kind of things, and the patients have been very, very happy with that. And then most importantly, of course, the cancer outcomes have been good as well, in that we feel that we can still, you know, remove the prostate cancer in as effective a way as we can normally.
Nasser Jadalizadeh, you are 78 years old, you're a retired GP, and you are the first person to have ever had a prostatectomy using this brand new robot. I wonder, were you nervous at all about being the first person?
If I say that I wasn't apprehensive, I would be lying. That like anybody goes to the hospital for any operation, you always have a bit of apprehension, a bit of anxiety, a bit of worry about your illness. That it basically replaced those anxiety, those worries for me by trust upon the recovery. Mm. And it really did work on me. I was really by then chuffed and very pleased and excited that I'm the only one that is going to have that down. And hopefully things will be something that a lot of other fellows can benefit from it. And the day of the operation, when I woke up in the bed in the ward, I genuinely mean it, I had no pain whatsoever.
Wow.
Absolutely pain-free.
Where are you in your recovery, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I'm completely, totally cancer-free.
So that's absolutely brilliant news. I guess, do you feel grateful? Is it relief? How are you feeling now?
If I say I'm happy, it's not the happiness. The weight has been lifted off my shoulder. I couldn't be better. But the side on the sort of, you know, robotic format that they did the operation, I think my blood loss, it was absolutely minimal. I had no pain. And essentially, within 6 weeks of it, I was walking 5 miles a day without even blinking about it. And, you know, now last 1 month or so, I've been playing golf, but I am generally joining my sport that I love to do. I'm grateful to Professor Dasgupta and all his team that they looked after me and nursing staff in Guy's Hospital. I couldn't have had it anywhere better than that.
That's our reporter, Ross Ryan, and speaking to what an amazing grandfather there, who was the first to receive that surgery from a robot. The Versius robot. So this is all the technological advancements that are happening here in the world to be able to make sure that people can get the care that is required. You just hope that it can be rolled out to as many, many people as possible. What a lovely, lovely story. Really uplifting. Like I say, we hope to see more of it.